Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. Yep, things I'll keep with DJ Fleshpod with you for another hour. And I am very, very excited about this one for two reasons. First, it's new music from Bonnie Trash. That's right, Emma and Sarah Bordelon Vetter out with some new music, this time on Hand Drawn Dracula. Wow, what a great record label. So congratulations to them. But there's another element to this. I was looking through the credits and I couldn't help but just be delighted to see that none other than Dana Bellamy is playing drums for them on this EP. And Dana Bellamy was the drummer for a band called Red Rosary, which also featured Sarah and Emma Bordelon Vetter. And I'm so happy to say that my crappy little high school band shared the stage with them a whole bunch of times back in the day. And Red Rosary, featuring Dana, Emma, and Sarah, and then also huge shout out to Emma Tarbush on bass. Four women in an amazing band, running circles around all the boys. Every time we shared the stage, everybody agreed that they were the better band, including every member of my band. And they're amazing. And obviously they've gone on to do great work, continue to make amazing music. So this is some stuff that's really great for Halloween, and I am going to be playing some more Halloween-y sort of music in this next hour, because, you know, people can play Christmas music starting November 1st, and Christmas music is mid. It is very mediocre, honestly. Halloween music is so much better, so let's start playing that well before Halloween. Get your Halloween costume together. So we got Kisses Goodbye from Bonnie Trash, and then they cover Nick Cave's Red Right Hand on this EP. So let's check that one out as well, right here, CFRC 101.9 FM. Huge shout out to every single member of Red Rosary. Such great memories and such great new music from three quarters of that amazing band, CFRC 101.9 FM. Heck yes. Bonnie Trash Forever. That was amazing. And I think I'm going to keep on the general genre of Halloween appropriate rock music. Most of it pretty new. New stuff from good old Bloodshot Bill, Rusty Blade, and then Mamalik. Doing amazing things. I love how compositionally interesting their music is. This one's called Black Pudding Served at the Horn of the Altar. What a title. And then some classic Canadian punk from the Gruesomes. It's called The Witch. And then Now That the Sun Has Truly, well and truly set, I think it's time for some Dead Moon. Play some Dead Moon Night. And then topping it all off with some Kingston, or rather, I'm sorry, some Wolf Island music with Strange Happenings. Yes, these guys have put out a great new album. It's called Realm Lord, and guess what? Halloween night, go to the Toucan. You can hear these guys play. I hope to be there, because honestly, I don't know of a better thing to do on Halloween night at the moment. That's right, Strange Happenings playing at the Toucan Halloween night, along with a whole bunch of other great bands. And I think this one's going to definitely be on the playlist, because I hear from one of the band members, Lucas, that this is a great Halloween song, and I agree. It's called Orc. Maybe you want to dress up as an orc for Halloween. Get it, figure it out. Anyways, here is Bloodshot Bill, CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
By the tilt of the spheres and the stars shimmer. I love the altar.
Welcome back to the show once again. That's Strange Happenings playing at the Toucan Halloween night. It's going to be a blast. Now, here are some nice chill songs about Satan. First, it's the American Music Club, The Devil Needs You. And then right after that, it's the song by good old Andy Schaaf. It is simply called Satan. Two great songs to get you thinking about your Halloween costume on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tries to free you. Don't watch yourself, watch the movie. This only happens for a little while. Because Satan is waiting, Satan is waiting. With Halloween candy. Best parts make you sorry. All of the worst parts make you strong. And Satan is waiting, Satan is waiting. Planned life, and at the end I'm taking my shoes off and jumping on in. One invitation, one bite-sized bar. Would you like to come swimming in a big lake of fire? One long disciplined life, and at the end I'm taking my shoes off and jumping on in. Satan is waiting, Satan is waiting. Satan is waiting, Satan is waiting. Satan is waiting, Satan is waiting. Yourself, watch the movie.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I have one more set, and I'm keeping with the Halloween theme because it is the best holiday music of the whole year, and I am not going to apologize for it. It is so much better in my mind than Christmas music, so I shall revel in it for as long as I can. Okay, so here is a set that I think should just about take us to the end of the show. Paige is up next, which with Kitchen Sink in the house after that. Thursday night, amazing as always. First, the legend, Tom Waits. The spiritual version of Get Behind the Mule. Is that from Mule Variations? So many albums. So many great potential Tom Waits Halloween picks, but that's what I'm going for this week. And then Massive Attack, some Black Milk, Delilah from Toronto, a band in my mind made for Halloween, a track called Salford. And then finishing it off on a lighter note, but still a Halloween appropriate one, it's The Curse of the Mekons by that very band. Okay. Long live Palestine, Black Lives Matter, Indigenous Lives Matter, and until next week, friends, happy listening. With a horror, a pistol, and a lariat. She gone to the bottom and gone down the drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. Just said she wasn't big enough to carry it. With the rampaging sons of the Widow James. Jack the Cutter and the pockmarked kid had to stand naked at the bottom of the cross and tell the good Lord what they did. Had to
back of the weeds. Was born at this town for a reason. And when I'm dead, I've been dead a long time. But the rhyme is so red and so pleasing. The wine is so red and so pleasing. Well, Big Jack Earl was 8'1". He stood in the road and he cried. Couldn't make her love him, couldn't make her stay. But tell the good Lord that he tried. Had to get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Had to get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Got to get behind. Chopity chop goes the axe in the woods. Got to meet me by the fall down tree. I shovel the dirt upon a coffin lid. I know they come a looking for me, boys. I know they come a looking for me. The dusty trail from Atchison to Placerville saw the wreck of the Weaverville stage. A Yankee trader drinking old lemonade. I was stirring my brandy with a nail. Someday I have to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. I have to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. I have to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Get behind the mule.
cars would pull up there on loo days to catch their breath, or a terminal disease if they were unlucky. Once the regulars had died off or had their fill, the convicts rolled in. Claiming a foothold over this discreet landscape seemed a clever move at first. Shipments of various nefarity could be scaled, counted, or divvied up under the veil of insignificant surroundings. But eventually, thrill-seekers as they were, boredom set in and got the better of them, as the drab and further run-down city skeleton was once again abandoned by its hosts. Months turned into years, and half a dozen seasons lapped themselves over until the inbreds finally made their move. In a perfect world, societies can function and tolerate a wide diversity of circumstance, but this is by many standards an imperfect world, and imperfections often promote seclusion and general dysfunction. But those standards can be blurred within a city shell, like a snail moving into a new home. We'll be right back.
347,155,200 seconds. 5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games. 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years to the day of their last victory, the Gaels get their next shot at Ontario's best. And CFRC will be there live to call all the action. Tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football.